last time I went through a breakup, I took 2 weeks off work. I was distraught. Yeah. But I was being very dramatic. I was being highly
dramatic. 2 weeks sounds, doesn't even sound like a
And month. My manager was what? Off for 2 weeks. Honestly, so I was like,
heartbreak.
I'm out.
I could need 6 months. Damn. It was a real heartbreak anyway.
You know when it's just like a very dramatic, it was over the top. And anytime I think about it, it makes me feel sick. Because I was like, I didn't even like you like that. But I think where I was at that time, I really took it over the edge. Yeah. And then like my whole department was going to LA for a conference. I was being left behind. Mm. So I was like, you know what? If you're in LA, I'm not in work.
Fair
and
enough.
And I was like, I'm sick. I have the flu. I'm so sorry. And then I took 2 weeks off work to recover. And by the time I came back in, people were asking, oh, is so-and-so not coming to the... No, he's dead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This will say good afternoon.
And good night.
What?
Good morning.
Good evening. No, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Oh, man. I
think our flow's messed up. Yeah. Right, let's start again.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
When did you add good night? Welcome back, guys, to episode 33 of...
Wait, am I toxic?
I'm Fola.
And I'm Rakia.
And we've got some... You've got some shady guests in the studio that are laughing at us.
This is nervous laughter. I'm laughing because I'm respecting you, firstly. And I'm laughing because Hanifa, intro yourself, will not do a joint. We could never be as great.
Oh, don't say that.
Go on. Anyway,
let's do this, guys. Introduce yourselves.
We are from Season Sessions. I am Ada.
I was ready to try it.
I'm Hanifa. Oh, go on. We are from Season
Session.
Shit. Yeah, we're in a bit.
Do you know what?
Season Sessions. Sounded like Siri.
Someone's not turned up to the rehearsals.
Oh, no, literally.
Yeah. They'll be announcing their solo career soon.
No,
literally. We break it up.
Who's taking the season? Who's taking the session? You can take the sessions.
You want to be Seasoned?
Can
have a session. That actually sounds great.
Yeah.
Ada
is
seasoned.
That shit.
Seasoned Ada.
That's still shit. I want the session.
You gave it away.
But yeah, hello guys.
Hello.
It's
so great to have you guys on.
Thanks for having us.
No
this
worries.
Is our first time guesting on another podcast.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, I'm it surprised. Is, right?
There's another
because I do this
like,
sometimes.
It is together, yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so flattered.
Honestly, yeah. Nice. This is gonna go down the Guinness World Book of Records.
It's gonna go in a record.
In a record, I don't get it.
Like a record, maybe not Guinness.
I'm so dead. All right. Okay. I want it to be Guinness.
Somebody's record.
So how are you guys today? This is how we usually start upwards. Check in with everyone.
Check in.
In case anyone's having a mare.
Do you know, I'm all right. I'm still recovering from the heat. It's boring to just start with the heat, but...
We're British.
Yeah. A few days.
It's a lot.
And I'm ready for it to cool down.
Cool down, yeah. My place is like massively... insulated. So in the winter I don't use my heating basically.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I mean, yeah, it's good in the winter. There was a fire up the road and I was like, well, this makes sense considering how well insulated.
Oh, you have those? Because I could see them from my balcony.
Yeah, same. I could see.
I was like, firstly, I was like, oh, that barbecue's got a bit mad.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, wait a minute.
I said the exact same thing.
Fires.
Wait a minute, that's a fire. I smelled it and I thought, someone's having a crazy barbecue.
Oh my
gosh. I actually thought,
I think it's a ginger. Voila.
Seriously,
oh my gosh.
And I thought, barbecue.
Any sign of a grill.
I hope it wasn't a person burned in
there.
But no, I don't think anyone died in that fire, so it's fine.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah,
there was a couple, though. There was loads.
There were like all over.
Really?
Did you see the
one? Were people actually injured, though?
I didn't hear anything about injuries, but there was that. Did you see that street that was like basically the one that was like almost five houses in one?
No.
And one of the guys, I saw a video and he was saying how quick it was. Like he looked out of his kitchen window and saw that his grass had caught a light.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then he like went to the front, to see if anything happened by there. By the time we went back, whole garage was
no.
It was like whoosh, gone, mad. And it's because as the grass, have you seen
crispy
the love?
I haven't seen it in a long
grass. What? No, desert.
There's a park that I run in, and it's usually like proper massive greenery. And one day, one blessed day, I went there, and I literally felt like it was sand. I thought it was sand, and obviously I'm like partially blind, so I literally it's so mad. But what I don't understand is, okay, so these grass fires, which is probably the cause of most of these fires that are happening, are we the first country with heat and grass?
No,
I don't understand.
I just feel like we're just not prepped.
Yeah, no,
we
but
just
what would we do to the grass?
No, but what are we prepped for though?
Nothing.
It rains too much, we have floods.
Yeah.
Heat, fires.
Remember the wind?
Wind.
The wind, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fire.
Small wind, everything. Like, we're never prepared for any little weather.
I don't get it. I think this place is cursed. Well, I'm sure this place is cursed.
But it's very cursed. You get warnings. Like, you know, like, at the beginning of the month, the sun will always be like, it's about to be the hottest in the record. Why did nobody prepare? So if the sun is reporting on it, the people that have power... You should have known a little bit before them. So why did you guys, like, why was it the day before the heat wave that they were like, oh, we should probably paint the tracks white? Why are you doing that the day before?
Honestly.
I've been knowing about this.
I literally checked my forecast and it told me a week ago.
Did you believe it though?
I did.
Because I didn't believe it.
You don't believe anything that British people say.
40 degrees.
I don't even know what that's, well, I know what it feels like, but in the UK, well, this is the highest it's ever been, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're living through history.
Wow. We need to be done with the history. I've had enough of it. We've experienced enough history over the past couple of years. Honestly.
Do you know that weather is measured in the shade?
What?
So when you see the degrees, that's what it is in the shade. So when it was 40 degrees, it was actually 48 in the sun.
Of course. Why did
So every time you see the weather, it's like what it is in the shade. But direct, which makes sense because in the morning, when I'm catching a tan every day and everybody asks me why, because I live on the 18th floor. It's because, and it says like 17 on my phone, but I'm like, no, this is a calm 25. I'm cooking here. Because in the sun, it's a different, but
what
in the shade.
What's the way to measure temperature? Why would you measure it in the shade?
Like, because majority of people are in the shade because of buildings.
Inside. That's fair enough, actually. Interesting. Right, so we've actually been in 48 degree heat.
Exactly.
Guys.
Equator weather.
That is mad. How are you doing anyway?
I'm all right. I think so, yeah. I can't remember.
This is what we do every
That's
week.
Always like, good.
Yeah. Fair. Like, I feel okay.
That's good.
Content is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel, I've been eating a lot of sugar. Right. But I've got been going to the gym. So I think I'm not losing or putting on.
You're maintaining.
I'm just keeping balance.
We like that.
But my boyfriend's cousin came from Germany and I love... Do you guys eat Wummies?
What's Wummies?
You know Haribo?
Yeah.
Wummies.
No.
They only sell them in like Germany and Austria.
I'm saying Nigerian name. Yeah. I'm saying Wummies. Wummy. I don't eat people
not. No. It's spelled like Wummy. Yeah. Ah. But it's like the worms. But you know like the non-halal
I was gonna
Haribo.
Say yeah
it's them but like a giant packet, and because I told him I love them, he bought me like one fat tub.
Ooh.
Which was I'm just chomping. I can't stop.
How near are you to being finished?
I'm not even close.
Oh, that's good. Oh. Okay.
It's not good.
No, it's because you're gonna keep on eating.
I'm gonna keep it's not a ration thing. I'm eating all day.
But there's still so much.
There's
that you
still
can
so
eat.
Much. It'll be another 2 weeks until that's finished.
You're gonna be bouncing from the walls.
I know. Yeah. But I'm sleeping well because I'm crashing.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a good relationship.
I mean, in this heat, whatever will put you out.
Yeah.
Honestly. How are
that's
you,
funny.
Rukia?
I don't know why that question's funny.
Yeah. I literally ask you every blessing.
I know.
How are you?
I am good. I'm very hot. My thighs are still chafing.
Have you, but someone sent me a recommendation.
Somebody sent me a recommendation. I'm actually going to take it in.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to purchase it.
Good.
It?
Come on.
It's like some anti-chafing kind of cream.
Do you know what someone told me? And I tried it once. You know, like the deodorant stick.
Yes.
That's like a not a roll-on.
It doesn't work.
It does a little
not
bit
for me. Do you know what? Sometimes I'm chafing so much that like my thighs are so sweaty that they just glide. And I actually prefer it.
I do like that. When it starts drying up, you're like, ah.
But now I'm good. Do you know what? Actually, at work, I was going to talk to you about this. Somebody called me very old. follow, we are getting old.
Oh, excuse me.
Do you know what? She actually paid me a compliment. She was like, Rukia, I really like you for someone really ancient.
What? For someone really ancient?
Ancient.
Yeah. Hold on. How old are
Jesus.
You?
Jesus.
I'm 29.
Okay. No. I thought you were going to say something like 24 and then I was going to feel really old.
Oh. No. How old are you guys? They think we're old.
No, we're 28.
28.
So,
but like, I want to be 28. Really
young. Everyone's like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Like, we're the right age.
Gone into hiding.
Yeah. On? I think I'm being bullied at work. Do you know what?
And
yeah, she was like, ageism. She was like, are you ready to feel old? She's like, I'm going to type in my date of birth. And she was like, 2002.
So she's
like, you ready to feel old?
Oh no, it's like, but how mad is
no, I really like her though.
Someone who was born in 2002 can work with you.
That's it's mad. Crazy.
You know what they're not. Doesn't feel like a person.
No,
like you remember 2002.
Yeah,
like you exactly. I know where I was. Yeah,
processing. Yeah. And they just got there.
And do you know what's happening to me as well? The IT stuff. So when I used to be younger, I used to be the fucking IT assistant in the office, and everyone used to piss me off. Like, right. Just because I'm young doesn't mean I know. IT
and now
I'm asking for support.
Wait, with the computer, what's wrong with you?
Someone's, I can't navigate.
Can you PDF this for me?
Yeah. Can you convert this? I'm having troubles with the printer.
No, you're going down a slippery slope though, because once you fall out of that loop, you'll never get back.
I know. Yeah. I'm concerned.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm being bullied.
The ability to use the computer. I'm
confused. It's just hard. There's so many different functions nowadays.
No, stop.
No, there really is.
You're aging yourself.
Nothing's updated.
Paint is updated. Paint's not the same.
What the hell? Why do you use paint for? What is it?
So sometimes I use paint to crop things.
To crop things?
Do you not use paint to crop things?
You know, you can just crop them in the actual image.
I
don't
even know paint still exists.
Gia. That also completely ruins the quality of the picture as well.
No, I know why they're treating you like
old.
No, literally.
Because you're using paint.
Don't try and drag us into this. This is a you thing. You're just old in your spirit.
Because
like,
obviously I've been mentioned a lot later. I'm like, maybe I actually am. And she's confirmed it.
I didn't even know.
Anyway, I'm old and fabulous.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I didn't even know computers still had paint. I thought that was.
Yeah, they do.
I guess it's for nostalgia, people like you.
So yeah. You're using Windows?
Even that.
Windows 98.
Windows 98. That's what I'm like.
It must be.
Do you have the Word Art thing? That's like.
The
Word? The
Word
Art.
The spray?
No, where you can. What's the
No, you just spray paint the whole page.
No.
On paint.
Like, you see, you guys not remember the Word Art?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your titles.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't use that.
I miss that. You ask questions.
No. That's about AOL.
Wait, what?
You still use the little clip to ask him questions.
The rest of us are like, Siri, he's like, let me go to my trusty pal on the PC.
Wait one second. Let me ask Jeeves.
Not Jeeves. Does Ask Jeeves still exist? Oh my gosh.
No, it doesn't, you know.
Oh, it was like,
I think it was like, I remember. I would know. Gina. It doesn't exist.
I remember a couple of years ago, they announced that they were shutting it down. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well,
it's a shame that you lasted into the 21st century.
Yeah. They should have like archived it and made it like a nostalgic thing. Because I think MSN did that, right?
MSN's
gone. They
could
definitely do some Ash Jeeves merch.
Yeah. Gen Z would be like.
You think I wouldn't get an Ash Jeeves jacket with the
jacket?
What, jacket?
I thought you were going to say a t-shirt.
One thing, me, I love a logo jacket. Like a denim jacket with a thing
a
on the back.
A denim jacket. Yeah.
Have you got like a Looney Tunes one?
No, but I forced my boyfriend to get a Disney bomber, which is actually really nice. You can't tell that it's Disney. And he. I don't think he knew it was Disney.
Oh.
So sometimes I wear that. I usually just force him to get oversized stuff.
So that you then want
to
wear.
But that's too expensive for me to buy. So he can buy.
How can you tell that it's Disney? Has it got anything on it? Like
it's
Mickey?
It's like it's black on black.
Mm.
And like I feel like he can't see it because it's like you really have to be looking for it.
Okay.
But the character,
what does it say?
You know, like the silhouette of the characters is like embroidered in the back.
But he definitely
so he's walking around.
He probably gets little kids like, "Mommy, yeah, like, why are you looking at me?"
It looks hard. I tell you, don't understand. It looks hard. Like it's like it's like a silk bomber, but it's like black stitching. But it's like only one line, so it's so thin. You
it's
can't
all connected.
Tell.
I get
and then it's like really sheepskin thick in the so in the winter, it's like
handy.
It's really nice.
Cool.
Yeah, actually, sounds quite nice.
But it was like 120 quid. I wasn't gonna buy that.
So wait, where Did you buy it from the Disney store?
Like, no, ASOS were doing a collab. Yes, and I sent it to her. Oh my God, you look so nice.
That could have been a tip we gave to the ladies last week.
Yes.
About men and their dress sense.
True. Tell him to
men
fight.
Can't dress them. Yeah.
Yeah.
For shit. It's really bad. I've actually had someone asking me for advice since that episode.
Taking them shopping.
Sorry? Absolutely not.
Pending.
Sending them
sugar mama.
And I was slipping a skirt for myself. But no, yeah. So yeah, they're listening, which is fantastic.
Cool.
We're doing the Lord's work.
We really are. How are you?
I'm like good, I think. Nothing notable is happening in my life right now. Work, gym. Life is actually pretty good now that you ask. Yeah, I'm good. I'm having an existential crisis. Why am I here and what do I do? I'm fine. Nothing's happening for me. I'm really trying to think of force my.
Even I'm trying to think.
Has anything happened?
We went to the park on Sunday. That was cute.
Yeah, let's move on. This is clearly.
We had a lovely grilled. A grilled aubergine.
That grilled aubergine was really good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Stuffed with like peppers and tomatoes and onions.
It sounds a bit too much for me.
What?
In what sense?
That just sounds a bit too much.
And it was lovely.
I'm a very basic eater. So I don't like things stuffed with things.
Even if it's a vegetable stuffed with more vegetables.
That is not happening.
So fair
what's,
enough.
What's a good basic meal to you?
I think in school people used to make fun of me because people just used to call me like the, you know, when you're, what is it? You know when you get that wheel of
The little school dish with the sections.
Yeah, but the when you're in biology they tell you the food groups.
Yes. Yeah.
And then my friends used to make fun of me saying that you are the food groups. you will have meat, potato. Veg and something on the side, and you would like just rotate those things. And you know what? Anything mixed, I'm like, I just want it basic. Yeah. I don't want, but it's like, I do when I, if somebody forces me to eat something or there's nothing to eat and I'm so hungry, I have to eat, then I do enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I won't go out of my way to eat it. That's why I don't tend to eat a lot of what my boyfriend cooks.
Ooh.
He's always doing up chef in the kitchen. Ooh. And I'm like, I just wanted a chicken drumstick.
Simple.
I'll take this piece of broccoli and I'm done.
Well, good chance.
No, I think we could have changed your mind with the aubergine.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. Yeah. I've been thinking about it every single day. So I regret having it, to be honest.
Why you
can't get it where I live.
Sorry?
Why you make it for yourself?
I need to. It's just I'm social on time these days. So my meals are... Yeah, my meals are quite slapdash. I'm going to find the time. Hopefully on the weekend I'll make it. And I need a barbecue.
Yes, we need to get one of those. We need a garden.
Yeah, I also need a garden. I need a new house.
Yeah.
Then I can make the aubergine.
Maybe let's live together.
You don't just grill.
I'll live upstairs.
Would you guys live together?
We have.
Oh, have.
Never again.
Absolutely never again.
No.
You're not live with your friends.
No.
Not on the same page.
No, I'm joking. We actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I can't imagine living with a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just used to my own space. I like it.
You've reached a stage where there's no going back.
Yeah. I like visits and then go home.
Well, you do a house, a big house.
A big house I could probably do with my own kitchen.
Your quarters.
If we could do like a part hotel.
Quarters? So how would you guys?
There's a lot of prerequisites. We all need new jobs.
Yeah.
Maybe a new country to
You've
move to.
You've got like dream high, innit?
Yeah, so no, I'm with you.
You could have like compound.
Or we could just find partners.
Yeah. Do you know what? Let's live on the same street.
Yeah, I would love that.
Or like interconnecting ones where you can go in through the garden or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't Deck do that?
No.
I think they did.
That's very creepy.
They did with their girlfriends.
I find that very creepy.
Yeah, did their girlfriends
have any say in the matter?
Probably not.
They were swinging.
They're probably in a relationship themselves.
They're swinging.
And then
they must have been swinging. It's true.
They were swingers. I can see that for them big time.
I feel like they've always given swinging vibes.
But yeah.
But then that's assuming that like Dex's girlfriend also fancies Anne. They're like very different vibes.
I feel like they're like
the same.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Differentiate.
You're telling me right now, you know which one is which.
Yeah. I know which one is Ant.
Which one is Ant?
And the other one's Deck.
I know. And the other one's Deck. Which one is Deck?
He's the one with the large forehead.
Big head.
They both got big foreheads. Ant's got the big... Yeah, he does. Yeah,
bigger. I would have said that was Deck.
Really?
Because Deck gives big forehead vibes. Like the name.
That's true. Like a Deck.
And Ant is like...
What's Deck short for?
Isn't it?
What's Deck short for?
Declan.
I've never heard of that name.
Declan.
Yeah. I've never met a Declan.
That is called Declan. No,
it's probably like the whitest name possible.
It is, yeah.
There's a lot of Declans up north.
It's not.
Ghanaians love it too. Ghanaians love like the whitest names ever.
Yeah.
Like
you met a Ghanaian Declan.
Yeah, my friend's brother is.
I know a couple of Eunices.
Yeah, Ghanaian, right?
That's a bit different, you know. No. Eunice is a Caribbean.
Like, Winifred.
Yeah. You're coming to my end.
Am I?
That's Caribbean. Yeah, we love a Winifred.
Ghanaians love that.
But,
Declan and Eunice are not in the same category.
No, they're not.
Declan's one of them new white names.
Lloyd. Ghanaians love a Lloyd.
They love a Lloyd, yeah. But Lloyd is also Caribbean.
It's true. This is why you guys like each other so much. Ghanaians love Caribbeans and Caribbeans love Ghanaians. You hate Nigerians.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, sad. No, me. She's like, whoa. Wait, where are you from in the Caribbean?
Guyana and Trinidad.
Ah. My favorite countries.
No, thanks.
I really want to go to Trinidad. Have you done the...
I haven't. Oh, okay. I need to go.
I really want to do the carnival.
Bad representation.
Most of us.
I'm trying to open this really quietly.
Cool.
Do it, lads. Come on, let them know what we're doing.
Should we get on to our toxic thought of the week?
Yes, let's do it. Sorry. We have a few. So which one? Who wants to start with their toxic thought? Who wants to kick us off?
Oh, we want to start with us?
Yeah.
Honey, if you can start yours. Oh. Well, no. Okay, so Ada texted me. She was like, well, you need to tell me your toxic thought.
I also said one.
Yeah, okay.
I make it seem like I backed you in a corner.
No, but it comes out a lot worse than it is. But I think it's kind if you're trying to break up with somebody to text them so that they are aware that they're going to be broken up with.
Okay.
Just so when you meet for the breakup, they know they're not just going to get like a surprise breakup. Like they know it's over.
Oh, this sounds softened.
That's
nice. Yeah, it's not like, oh, hey, you're dumped. It's over. It's, hey, next time we meet.
It will be over.
But that's not
it
what
will
you
be
said.
Over when
no,
I
but
see
it's, that's
it.
Not
no,
no, what,
no, no,
what
no.
I said to you. Out was,
her.
I copied and pasted what she said.
It sounds fine.
No,
this sounds very reasonable.
Because would you want to go out with somebody and then just meet up for dinner and then it's your dumping dinner?
No, I think if somebody doesn't get the vibe that you're breaking up,
that's what I was
saying. That's their problem.
Yeah.
And they're not self-aware.
Yeah.
Because it's fizzling out.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's already fizzled. It's the people who can't read the room, basically.
Yeah. So they need a warning text. What would the warning text look like?
Hey.
I left my shoes at your house. Yeah. Can you bring them next time we meet? By the way.
Is this your... Like,
you know what? I haven't done this for a while.
There are no shoes.
That's literally not even a little bit of a hint.
Like, you got a lead in.
Right.
Go on, continue.
I'm trying to think of my examples from the past.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You've done... Okay, you're seasoned.
No.
Seasoned.
Like,
hashtag.
Just like, oh, no. Or I'll say, like, where do you think this is going? And then they'll say... And then I'll say, well, I think...
You sound like Mandem, man.
That is a really good technique.
It is.
Mandem. Yeah.
That's Mandem. Nobody's just giving Mandem.
I just think if I was going to get dumped, that's how I would like it. And yeah. I like to do what I would like.
Yeah.
Treat others as
you. I hate when people do that.
What?
It's because, you know, when someone's like, what do you think? You're not even listening because you just want to say what you want to say.
Yeah, that's true. And it's awkward.
It's a monologue like, as well.
I think things are really going well. And I was so excited the last time we met up.
I'm
and
like,
you're like, But yeah, I've done that many a time and it usually works a treat.
Yeah.
Because I think they sense that I'm not going to see something positive. So they're a bit like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not going so well. And I'm like, yes, you said it. I didn't.
That's what
because
I
it depends
for.
How
that's
you say
happened,
it.
Though.
That's never happened.
No, I always have to go forward with my version.
So what they think that things are going well?
It's all right, not bad.
Oh.
Doesn't that make it more awkward?
Yeah, no, but then that makes it less awkward than doing it in person.
So now we've gotten to the truth. So your actual toxic thought is that you dump people by text.
No, you said you were leading them up to come to you. No, when we meet. To like, you know, exchange any kind of
You've already broken
up. Yeah, exactly. But it's just like, it's not like text and done. It's just like text.
The courtesy follow up.
And I'm like, yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, just so I can say I didn't break up. And Adam, what's your toxic trait?
Do you know what? I actually agree. Do you know why? Because even at home, if I'm pissed at Steph, I will end up crying. So I'm just like, and I'm not even crying because I'm upset. I'm just now angry crying. And that's embarrassing. Yeah. So now I'm just going to, so what he hates is, I just go, oh, I'm just going to go to sleep. And then he'll be watching TV.
You're really dishing out the sleep.
He'll be watching TV.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep sleeping.
That's what I do. I sleep everything. Stress, sleep. No, happy, sleep. Everything, sleep.
So eyebrows fucked up, sleep.
Exactly. What? There's nothing to be awake for at that point. Why am I awake too much sleep?
Like, yes,
it's true. It's true. And like sleep. Am I really sleeping? It's more that I'm lying down in bed.
Resting.
Yeah. Alone, not wanting to see anybody. But there's nothing to be aware. There's one. Like, no shade to you, but like, I'd be like, I'm really and truly. I've had a situation when my eyebrows were fucked up. I didn't go to work that week.
Did you not? That week?
I was sick.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what? Like, nah, one time I dyed my hair myself and I had like red roots. And my friend, it was really embarrassing. She walked in on me. I was laying in the dark on my back, looking at the ceiling. Yeah.
In the dark?
In the dark. I was depressed. I thought, I can't be in the light with this hair.
No,
it's too vulnerable.
So I was literally laying on my back, like with my palms on my chest, looking at the ceiling.
Ready to go. Bitch.
Life is over. Life is, I hear it. I'm going to start going to sleep.
Do it.
Yeah.
One of my younger sisters, who is 15, she was doing a coursework and her laptop crashed and it all deleted. And she called me stressed. And I was like, when is it due? She went, tomorrow. And I went, look, it's not. I said, just go to sleep. There ain't nothing you can do about that. Because my
Did
thing
she
is
actually
like,
take that terrible advice?
Yeah.
You went to bed.
What would I do?
I think I would scramble. I would call my lecturer.
I'll call the school tomorrow.
Go
to sleep.
Yeah.
Because
there's
nothing you can do right
it's
now.
It's true.
Like, there's no point. You're just there crying, stressing about it.
No, but the worst thing is about sleep is you wake up and then you forget whatever bad thing happened. Yeah. And then and it comes further back. You look in the mirror.
Yeah. That was me. That was the worst.
You wake up with relief.
The realization.
It punches you in the face again.
And you go to sleep again.
Oh my god.
And by then you're so awake because you've slept for so long.
Yeah, it's actually true. But yeah, I go to sleep, which really means I've taken my laptop into the bedroom and I want to be by myself. And in that time, I am now drafting many multiple drafts of why I'm pissed off.
Okay.
And then I'll send it. And I know that he's got it because I could just hear it in his voice from the living room. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. Because I wouldn't have been able to physically say why I'm pissed off. So then
That's a good technique.
I'm just going to text it. And now it can't be that you didn't know. I've had it. I've got bullet points.
But when you know, sometimes look at the message and think, gosh, give it a rest. Like sometimes I look at the text messages I'm sending, I'm just like,
I try and keep it short.
I need to stop.
Word count is high.
Yeah, sometimes
you read more.
You see the first
the
draft.
Read more is too far. You have to split the message.
Do you not send it to yourself?
Yeah, I send it to
yourself.
Oh,
friends. If you're doing it on notes, I go straight forward with WhatsApp and see what I've done.
I've got to have the draft. And then you've got to reread it to make it seem like you're not crazy.
Yeah.
Because the first one, I might have cussed your mum. So like, you need to remove the emotion out of it. So then when the argument comes, it's not like, oh, you called my mum, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's about me, to be honest. And then I send it to myself or like a dormant, like old number on WhatsApp to see if it reads more.
Yeah.
And then I need to like, shrink it. Like,
you got techers.
I'm not proofreading. There's words missing.
Because if I get a read more, I haven't read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I read them, but I'm annoyed while I read them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to feel that way about me. I want you to read, which they obviously inevitably will, to be honest. Men don't like receiving essays. That's just a fact. So sometimes I split it up, spend like half in the morning, send half in the morning, send half in the evening.
Oh my gosh. Really?
No, when they come, because they don't know when it's going to stop. Like,
so you still going? Over, another one. No, I wait for them to reply. And then I send them.
It depends on the reply. You have like one word.
Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I think. Something by text overall, it's horrible. But I get it. And I've done it before. Some, do you know what? I think we live in a different age where it's like,
it's 2022.
I'm actually not going to say to you, let's meet up so that I can dump you.
Yeah.
That's just weird. Like,
but you don't want, people don't want that.
Yeah.
Traveling home from getting dumped.
Exactly. That's horrible.
Like getting dumped in your own home.
Yeah. And also, it's not.
Oh, that's triggering.
It's not often that they don't know that getting they're going to be dumped. Yeah. They didn't know. So, like, for me, most dumpings that I've had to do, our last interaction, it was very obvious that it's over.
Mm.
And then afterwards, it's just like a formality of, by the way, in case you didn't know, it's over. And that's where the text comes in. But I don't think I've ever caught anyone off guard with a dumping.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what.
Maybe it's a me problem.
I can see it's a you problem.
I've tried to talk with people and not, left the day before the conversation and been like, shit, that we were meant to be finished. And I'm seeing them again.
Yeah.
If you're laughing with them, then.
Sometimes things are funny though. Like,
oh my
yeah,
God.
You forget, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Up in there.
When you're in a fight with someone and then they make you laugh.
And it's like, oh, yeah.
So annoying.
That has never
There's
happened.
There's nothing worse than that. No, literally, when I'm in that place, I don't have any.
If you try and make me laugh while I'm angry, I'm going to come for your neck. Because you're not taking me seriously.
That's
now.
True. It's even worse. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a sucker.
So, you've never dumped someone
I feel sex. Like I dump someone and I carry them. To their car. Do you get it? It's like, oh, I don't want to be with you, but you're lovely, you're fantastic. Let's be friends. Let's meet up next week.
Are you serious?
So I'm like, yeah, I feel so bad about doing it.
Okay.
It's like I can't really actually let it go.
What about a pissed off dumping?
I don't think I've ever really dumped someone pissed off.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a mug. I'm a certified mug. We can work on it.
That's crazy.
You until you really push me. Yeah.
And dump someone.
No. Never.
Yeah, no, I don't think
no, I've never
just
taken
the fight.
Yeah. You guys were
always get angry.
Too, to be honest.
Yeah. But it's been like, not like an angry, but it's like, you know what? Maybe we've already fought. And
yeah.
There's been, I think I tend to fight and there's been like 2 weeks.
A settling
I'm
period.
I'm still bitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to get over this now. So like, just fuck off.
Yeah. That's what I mean by an angry dump. Not like in the moment. I've had time to reflect on it, but I'm still angry with you because you did something to me.
Yeah.
And then it's like essays and yeah. And I don't even feel bad for doing it by text.
Oh my gosh. Do you know who has a secret contract with like people who want to break up? Cafe Nero. Do you know how many times I've sat in
Costa as well?
Yes. I've sat in that shop and people are breaking up. I've seen so many women cry in that shop. I've even like been heartbroken in that shop and
really?
Like shed tears. Yeah. There's
Costa's my one.
It's bad vibes. God. Costa's bad vibes as well.
Yeah, Costa is bad vibes. But it's a great dumping.
Dumping in public
I've broken up with someone in
so
the
It's mean.
No, it has to be in public.
I would.
It has to be in public. It has
honestly,
to
honestly, like, public announcement if I ever date anybody and they want to dump me. Yeah. Don't take me to their public place. That's humiliating.
But yes. You know what? I feel like once they message you saying, meet me in Costa,
you know.
Why?
It's so such just a nice
go.
Restaurant.
If you forget that text, just don't go.
But it has to be public because then it can be like, when you break up with somebody in their house or your house,
yeah.
Oh, it's just like, it's then horrible. It ends up being hours long.
Yeah. Or in the car.
And now we're both crying.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, I didn't even want this anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they text. Don't move. And they're there. They're just in your
they
house.
They won't leave. Oh, I've had that before. Yeah.
And then you end up fucking.
Whoa. Oh.
You do.
Sometimes.
Then the relationship is back on.
If it's not angry. No. I'm happy with a goodbye. Yeah. Fuck.
But you know, like, has a guy ever been in your house and you're like, yeah, leave. And then you're like, actually
don't.
No.
One last time.
Fight
yeah.
for this.
No, it's true.
It's like, how can you actually leave when
right?
I'm going to leave?
That gets me.
Don't you dare leave.
I don't like goodbyes.
I love flipping the script.
Yeah.
I do love flipping the script. Yeah, because if you break up with somebody in person and then they're just like, okay, cool. Like, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
It makes
like,
me
you're angry.
Care.
And you're like, so you really don't like me? Okay. At least open text, I can think like, oh yeah, they're dying right now.
You can sell yourself a dream.
I remember one time me and my ex, we had an argument on the way to the cinema and I was like, just fuck off, man. Go away. And he walked off.
No.
And then I heard him running back. And when I looked back, it was just someone who's running.
You were like, there he is.
I thought, yeah, there he is. And
oh,
it wasn't even
God.
Him. And he was gone.
To be fair.
And I had no money to get home, so I had to walk home.
One thing about me, if you tell me to fuck off, I'm going.
Exactly.
And I was really angry with him.
The man telling you to fuck off.
But he was treating me like shit the whole week. Like, oh, imagine, okay. We were on the bus and then like the bus like stopped quickly and I jolted forward and he was like, oh, you got weak abs.
I'm like, wow, so you're calling me fat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It was pissing me off the whole way.
Yeah, this is crazy. It's really, deserves more than a fuck off.
It's so,
that was on the day.
That was on the day. When we got off the thing, I was like, this is a fuck off, man.
And he left.
He left. And never came back.
I was going to say, he hated you before you said fuck off. Yeah. And he was like, finally, I'm free.
We ran off home.
Thank goodness. Let me go home to Love Island. Yeah. He literally did not want to be there with
you. He didn't want to be there.
Just cussing you all day.
He was like, well, I'm out.
This is his leave of absence.
No, that's so crazy. Funny.
Anytime I argue with Steph, though, and he tells me, he's like, oh, just go home. I'm like, well, don't have to worry about me. And I will be gone. And I think he thinks I'm joking every time. I even did it when we went to Vegas. We were in the casino. He was just like, you're really annoying me. And I was like, and he was like, do you want to go home? And he went to the toilet. I'd gone. I do like doing that. And he was like, where are you? And I was like, you told me to go home. I'm being gone. I'm gonna, it turned I'm being gone. I'm out. And he was like, who's going to order my Uber? I was like, order your own, babe. Yeah, I mean, order your own, find your way home.
I'm definitely going.
I'm going. What don't worry about it.
Adam, I mean, we're so toxic.
Perfect podcast to come on.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I think,
but like the friendly toxic.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not
capital T.
I think
not
I've gone past that time in my life of being like an absolute demon for no reason.
It's toxic for a reason.
Wait, you were demon. You were a demon for no reason at one point.
Just
fun.
Honestly, just for bams. You're just a bit bored, and you're like, I'm just gonna fuck this person.
That's
up.
True, actually. I used to do that.
Yeah, it's a particularly age that you're at. I feel like 22, 23.
Yeah,
it's when like you block, unblock. Yeah. Remember, I told you recently, I broke up with my ex, and I sent a broadcast, and I was like, "Does anybody want to buy this laptop?" But I made the whole thing
the
up.
Broadcast was just him. Basically, just directly
a laptop. And when I look, do you know how embarrassing?
It's
that
very
is?
Embarrassing.
It's really obvious that I just
and you're like, oh no, sorry, I was going to say I've done the opposite of like wrong person.
Wrong.
Jesus
Christ. And it's not the wrong person.
Yeah. That was a dark time.
Ooh. Yeah, but now, do you not feel like you're a bit too mature?
Yeah.
I think I like peace so much that like I don't even engage most of the time.
Same.
And so, sometimes to the point that I'm like, this, I'm bored.
Bored.
Where's the chaos?
Yeah.
That's why you got to sprinkle in like a few like comments.
A little bit of madness.
Yeah.
Some.
I catch myself sometimes. Or like you see yourself how it could be like, if I said this.
Reveal.
You it's just like, try it sometimes.
Yeah. You see the old self and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You are, sometimes I'm writing something and I'm like, shit, delete that right now.
Grow.
I do all the time. I'm like, I'm growing as a person because I see things. Or you know when I see somebody that I hate and I want to send and they've done something stupid.
Mm.
And then I catch myself pulling back from sending it on the group chat to completely rinse them. I still do it because I send it to you half the time.
Honestly, I'll send it, but it can be worse. Sometimes I start sending a text and then I follow up with a really boring message and it's because I was going to say something nasty. And then it's like, actually, let me just not. One for the diary.
One for the diary.
Oh my gosh. I hate being grown. I want to be chaotic again. It's so much more fun. But yeah, no.
Peace. I think you need to get out of your system.
I think I do. I still have a bit of it in me. Like, I have this thing where if I sometimes I'll type my raw thoughts in a chat and I'll be like, send it. Just hit it. Just hit the send button and I'll be, and I just do it. And that's how I get it out. And then I'm like, well, send now.
But if you don't get it out, I feel like that's what ends up, you know, like chaotic mums. And then you're like, why is mum just moving mad for no reason?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, that could be me. Those days when I'm just like, let me just fuck up this person's life.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's fuck it all up. You guys actually be giving me ideas.
Yeah, I feel like we're enabling each other here.
Yeah. Guys, what should we do?
We need a fifth person to
mediator.
We need someone to maintain sense. Right. I feel like we're running short time. What was your toxic thought, Adam?
I'm tired of pretending that my friend's partners were attractive.
So when I read this, I had so much to say, but I was like, you know what? Let's save this. This is content. Why are you concerned with how your friend's partners look?
You know why? Because you know when somebody's telling you that about their partner, and they're like, oh, he looks so cute here. Oh, look how amazing she looks. And I'm like,
Okay.
I'm like, but they don't.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
They don't. No. And I'm tired. I don't want to be like, I'm tired of lying.
Okay.
Because they're looking at you for validation.
This context
that's
is
true.
Is
you only yeah. do that if you're not sure.
Yourself.
About, like, yeah. yeah. And you always know. I said this to Addy. You know when you're dating somebody if they're
that's
not a looker.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm. And you know it in your heart. And yeah. you just can't admit it to
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. yeah, but when I was with a clap person, nobody saw him. So like they don't aware. Know. I honestly, when it came to meeting my friends, I was like psyching myself up mentally because aww. I was like, they're gonna rip me because I knew aww. He was clapped. But that's fine. Because I knew he was clapped. So when they mentioned it, I was like, yeah, I know.
Like, I wait, know. They actually told you.
Yeah. Because they were like, why? Because they were so I think funny. When the I clearly hadn't I didn't put a picture in the you know what? You know, Anna Hart, I feel bad for like he's never going to listen to this.
he knows.
He's as in like, himself. Men don't tend to say that somebody's like ugly, another guy like that. But we bumped into him, me and Steph bumped into him, and he was like,
he was looking at me like,
is this what I'm competing with? And you know when your partner's ex isn't a looker?
Yeah.
You internalize it.
Yeah, like,
wait, so am I in the same category?
Right? You start questioning everything.
Yeah, I did reassure him. I was just like, look, I was trying a thing and it didn't work out, and that's why I'm now with you.
How awful was this man?
It's not like, okay, yeah. I'm not going to show you a picture because he looks even worse now and I can't recall. Like, it's not good. But it's just like, he was very funny and
that can do it sometimes.
He was very sweet and he bought me a lot of shit. So then... And he was Irish. The Irish accent really changes a lot.
Yeah,
so,
it's very attractive.
Blinded.
Yeah, so I was like, I think, and he also had really nice friends.
Aww.
I liked hanging out with his friends a lot.
Did you meet like, his friends after? Because when I went out with somebody who wasn't a looker, when I met his friends, I was like, damn, they're all not ugly.
Yeah.
And look at you.
Yeah.
I've been
He was the ugliest like, in the friend group. Yeah, he was the ugliest in the friend group.
They're all funny as well.
So yeah. Like, yeah, and they were all like...
They probably have similar banter.
Yeah, yeah. So they were all fun. And he was like, oh God, I think we were the same height, which was already a bit. And then all of his friends were like, 6+. And I was like, so you're even the short one. In the
do you know what? The older we get, you could have still gone there.
Yeah. I did bump into one of them the other day.
And you were like,
I was like, wow. I always knew you were good looking.
No, do you know what? This context is useful though, because I get it now. So when your friend comes to you and is like, how cute is he? That makes much more sense. I thought you were just like, you know, that your friend is introducing their guy and you're like, this is an ugly man. And you're.
I think, really but like, strange. Before when you were younger, I feel like it's just not, it's taboo to do that now. You would send a picture of the person you're seeing on the group chat and everybody would roast you for how clap they are.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. We're all pretending like, oh yeah, like, he looks nice. Yes.
It's because people might have kids with them.
And you, just,
and you don't want to then you're insulting the kids.
Yeah. It's true.
You're thinking far and beyond.
It's true.
There's a lot of risk.
Yeah, now you're at the wedding day like, oh, remember when I told you the dumb
he was him? Ugly.
Yeah, be like, get rid of him now.
Yeah.
Sleep with his best man.
We might just deal with clap guys because I feel like in our friendship group, everybody gets ugly. Nervous. To send their mans.
Yeah.
No one like willingly says, oh, look, he's so cute.
I think, yeah.
Maybe we're just with dead
we
guys.
Definitely date ugly guys. So we're very used to this. Like,
why do you
I don't think
guys?
People even
I don't
ask.
Know.
Yeah, do you address it though? Are you all like, yeah, he's yeah. not a looker?
No.
I think if the
when you say
says
ugly,
it, like. No, not ugly.
Like ugly cute.
There's a running joke that I like dead guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think I
won't
do,
name the other person, but. I think you do.
Show me a plethora after this. I want to see.
Okay. Yeah, because cool.
I want
to
see the
you
range.
You need to know with what you're working with. This is it like bad style or just like you know?
No. Like, why are you
bad everything?
Like,
bad
so what is the positive that? Why are you dating?
She says
them?
They have a good heart. Not me. I'm talking about her.
A heart can only get you so far. It's,
do you know what? I'm learning.
You can have sex with his heart.
I've been there.
Yeah, you actually do have sex with his heart.
Look at me now.
Single as fuck.
Single and bitter.
Yeah, no, I think we all date like, not ugly, but just like.
Do you know what? I can't think of any friend who's been with a stunner.
Same.
Damn. Yeah,
that's true.
This is really sad.
Yeah.
Now you say okay? that though.
even wear that ugly one.
No, but it's all about the package, because when you send just a picture, you're just looking at the picture. But when you meet them and you're like, oh, you're cool.
Yeah. And usually is that.
I know friends that I've been with, stunners, but they've all been like dead behind the eyes.
Yeah. And that's the reason.
And that's even, and I don't mind attacking people's personalities.
Really?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I really don't care. I think attacking somebody's looks or your friend's partner's looks is like, well, what's he going to do? Get a nose job? There's nothing I can happen.
Yeah.
But when I'm like, your boyfriend is shit.
Yeah.
Like, and then they're like, oh, well. And they stay with them. And then when they broke up, you can be like, I told you so.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I only feel uncomfortable calling people ugly physically, but if you've got an ugly personality, I will scream.
Rip them. Yeah, definitely.
I'm really cool with that.
Yeah.
But usually we go for the opposite. It's like, face is meh. And then personality, oh God, I feel like, am I going to have to cut this out?
No, but
I don't want any future prospects. Well, like,
wait, so you're joking. Are you on the apps? On the apps, are you swiping on ugly people?
No, I would never swipe on an ugly person.
Well, no, but then the good
it's objective.
Because you can take a good picture and still be ugly.
And also, let's be honest, I think most guys these days are ugly.
I think that as a default, guys are not like very good looking. There's like all the garnish around it.
Yeah.
That is what's important.
It's all the trimmings.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then once you open that door to like, you don't have to be attractive, then, you know, all the crap just comes flooding in, you know?
Yes, it's slippery. It's true.
Exactly. But no, you know, I also date very handsome men.
Wink.
Your DMs are full. Your DMs are full of ugly people. We've got a chance.
Yes. Because guys are actually good at that. They know when they're ugly.
They do.
They're really cool with it.
I don't think so.
Really?
Because sometimes, do you ever get like, if you're going out, you're dressed nice, and then someone comes up to you with so much confidence, and I know I'm not trying to be like big headed or anything. I've seen it with loads of people, but it's just like, You thought that we like, I'm going to a fancy event. You have come out of McDonald's.
and
you thought you had a chance.
And homeless men will approach you.
Where's the self-aware? The confidence.
I think they're self-aware.
They've got nothing to lose.
Firstly, they've got nothing to lose.
That's true.
But also, not naturally, but most women are with guys that are punching.
Agreed.
Then if you see that every day, you go out and you constantly see like these IG babes with some guy that looks like he was made in the back alley, then why would you not punch for somebody that's out of your
league? Like, wipe the food from your face.
They don't need
to. And it can really ruin your night as well.
You internalize it.
But then, you see, like, I'm sorry, but show me, like, name me 5 rappers right now that are good looking.
Yeah. It's true.
They're actually all clapped.
Yeah.
But look at the babes that they're with.
Yeah.
They're all ugly.
They're clean. They're like, you know, they've done all the...
Who's clean?
You know, they've got all this nice hair.
They just look like they got money.
They're just groomed, yeah.
Really look at their faces. Really look at them.
Oh, no, you can't look at the face.
Return to stone.
Drake.
Any face gets ugly.
Yeah. Even Drake, when you look at his face... hard, you're like,
oh, I've never thought that Drake was
you're
attractive.
Not thank good you looking. Yeah,
not Drake lie. Has never
no he's bigger than
us. Okay, then it's just me, but like
but like he's attractive,
he's all right.
Package.
It's the package,
yeah.
And that's what it is for all of them.
Most guys, it's the package,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Then the lights come on and you're like, wow,
the lights come on.
I know what you mean in terms of men know when they're clapped,
yeah.
So if, for example, if a group of guys go out on a night out, they'll be like, you're the dirtiest one, so you go talk to her. I'll be your wingman.
Yeah.
They're more technical with it.
So a guy even told me recently that they send the buffest guy in first.
Yep.
To rule the girls.
Oh,
in.
That's quite cute. They know.
Is it though? Because if somebody came to me and was like, you're the deadest one, I'm punching everyone.
I am punching everyone here. You're the
girls are different.
One going at the club. No, I'm punching everyone.
But that thick skin explains why, like, the guy coming out of McDonald's will talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, I already know I'm ugly. Might as well just go for it.
They really do have
And to be honest, the worst that can happen is they say no.
Exactly.
But they might say yes.
Yeah.
And most of the time, rejection.
They do. These guys are sleeping with a lot of people. So most of the time, people are saying yes to them. Unfortunately, that's happening.
No, it's true. No. Yeah.
They're so
good. We're the ones sleeping with them. It's us. It's not the same people. It's us.
Do you know some like old man yesterday? Like, cat called me and he was on a Domino's bike delivering Domino's. Just reminded me, actually, I'm going to report him.
You should have asked for a slice of pizza.
No,
I'm really craving. I'm really craving.
I don't be cool. I'm going to report him. Domino's, Holborn, I'm coming for you.
Sorry, he catcalled you. What did
he was like, woo, sexy girl.
No,
come on.
Riding a Domino's bike.
Not even
pizzas.
Original.
So, yeah.
With catcalling, I always wonder, what are they trying to get?
Yeah.
What are they going to get from me?
It must have worked at some point because
let's not talk. Really? We had an old episode on that.
Yeah.
We kind of like it sometimes.
Sometimes. Don't mind a little cat call once in a while. If he's handsome.
He's handsome.
But they never are.
They never are.
It's the handsome guys on Domino's talk to you.
It's so shit. They never are. They're only and if you travel, sometimes they are. But then it's never good looking people in the UK.
And usually when you talk to them, they're pricks. Like, they're not very respectful.
My cousin gave me such a good tip, and I've seen it in action. So when someone catcalls you, just go, "Oh my God, thank you," in their face, and they don't know what to do.
Really?
Like just pretend to be really flat. Like, oh my God, I did think this was a good dress. It did make my bum look really big.
Oh my gosh.
And then
I can't risk that.
They might try lips you.
Exactly. No. They get so scared.
Really?
I get it. Because remember, even when we discussed this in the episode that we talked about this, we were saying that we think a big part of the reason they do it is because they want to make you uncomfortable. Mm. And when they realize that you're not, it's like, uh-oh. Yeah. I'm scared of you now. Yeah. That's a good technique.
Right, when I get punched in the face, I'm hollering at you. Gonna visit me in A&E.
Honestly, I'm gonna try. I tried to say hello to me and I said hi back. To be nice.
Yeah.
And I was queuing for the club. He licked my side of my face.
No!
And I went home crying.
Did you have to go to the doctor?
No, I didn't go to the doctor. I just put Dettol on my
face. Why don't you move in the space between him coming towards me?
He was moving quick. You know, like when you're queuing for the club and there's like a homeless guy like chatting to everybody in the queue.
Sorry,
he was
homeless.
Where do you go? No.
What do you mean?
Are you queuing for the club?
You know you're queuing for the club. There's that homeless man. No.
Okay, well,
it's always
I'm going in squalors. But like, when you're queuing for the club, there's always like one homeless guy that's like either asking people for money throughout the queue or they're just trying to people or asking for cigs and stuff like that. And then he was like asking for cigs. I was like, okay, fine, I'll give you one. This is like when I was smoking. And then he was like trying to chat and I was like, oh yeah, hi, blah, blah, blah. I was like trying to shoot him to the next person. And when, so I'd already like turned and then like, he just licked my face.
What you would have fainted. Say?
Like, what was the follow-up after?
I just... like, you know
what? That is really sad. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened.
There was
she's like, I guess I'm
she's
sorry.
She's victim blaming.
No, I'm just thinking victim like...
So why did I not move your face?
No, there's valid questions, though. It's like,
also, you don't think someone's going to lick your face?
Yeah,
on defense mode. Was he smiling?
I'm here
queuing
for the club.
No, it wasn't even acknowledged. It was like he licked. And then kept on moving.
That's actually giving me shivers.
I was like, oh, okay.
No. Maybe he thought it was a dog or something. He was saying, thank you.
No, Rookie, I don't
know. That classic.
Maybe he thought he was a dog. He was like, any change? Yeah. Oh, whoops, I forgot I'm a puppy. What the fuck? What?
I'm just thinking of a reason.
No.
I told you, mug. I'm a mug.
I've had something similar happen to me. It wasn't a homeless man, but yeah, it was still horrific. So someone was, it was one of those like charity, what do you call them? I was going to say a charity salesperson.
Fundraising.
Yeah, the Blue Jackets. Yeah.
And I actually stopped because I thought I would be nice. And he was telling me about what they're raising charity for, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, right. And he was one of those quirky ones, like trying to be fun with it. He was like, close your eyes. And I said, okay, kiss me. On my lips.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
He kissed
me. That was bad. I'm sorry, that was bad. But that.
Yeah. No. I was trying to be friendly. I closed my eyes. And he kissed me on my lips.
And they move very quickly.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Guys that surprise kiss you. Oh, I'm going to start punching people
insane.
In the nuts. Yeah.
What did you do?
I was in shock. And the thing is, you could see everyone around us. I wish I did.
Yeah. You should have liked it.
I wasn't who I am today. At that time.
Did you get the name of the charity? Because
you should have.
I was so traumatized that I like scurried away.
Mm.
But everyone in the street was looking at us like, because it wasn't just me. You know, London as well. Yeah, Londoners are like, see ya. They don't give a heck what you're going through. But people stopped and were like, oh my God, I can see that this man just kissed you. Kissed me on my lips.
Yeah.
Was he old?
Holy moly.
No, he was young. Disgusting.
Vile behavior.
I wish I remembered what the
I wonder if he was legit.
Sometimes they're not, you know.
Oh, yeah, loads of them are.
You know, charity to lips just, people.
Yeah.
No, but people do that.
The what? Right, I'm not naming
it. It was also circus.
Right? Oh, there we go.
Once I was like, can I have some information about this charity? And they were like,
we don't have anything set up. We have Apple Pay.
Yeah, Apple Pay.
But I was like, I don't know. And then I did, I gave them £3. And then it came up, not as a charity on my day, it came up as like,
what, Stephen?
James? No, like,
it was like a name. So,
whoa. Oh my gosh.
Why does it make
it's
it
probably
worse?
Not legit.
I'm still kissed by a stranger, but it makes it worse if he was a scammer at the same time.
He must have been a scammer.
Why would you do that on your job?
He had a badge. It's true. And I even thought that. I was like, surely your boss would be very upset that you don't.
When you really think about it, those badge, I can make a badge.
Yeah,
no,
it's so true.
Laminating machines cost 50 quid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know how scary you have to be to do that? To kiss people?
Yeah.
Men like your sole purpose is.
Men are scary.
Men are very scary.
Yeah, very men will do that.
They've done far worse. It's true. Yeah, that's my traumatic experience with random people putting their saliva anywhere near me.
I feel
that's freaky.
That's making a joke out of trauma, the black.
Yeah. Yeah. The therapist is you. You should give me a call.
Yeah. What's the what's your guys' toxic?
I didn't have one, but can I think of a toxic thought that I've got going at the moment?
I've got one if you want to.
Go on, yeah.
I was in the shower the other day and I was thinking, if a lot more women actually got a bit of dick in their lives, they might actually be happy.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of women who just need to be dicked down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of like female managers and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you had dick in your life, this office would be popping.
Yeah.
Like, everybody would be
so
happy.
Much
yeah.
It depends because who it is, though.
Yeah.
What? Dicking them down.
Sometimes it's, but it's useless. And so then. It's not doing anything.
Then it's actually frustrating.
Do you know what?
A it's, good dick.
Yeah.
I just a good can't say, do we have many female management people?
That's another problem.
Men also
you think you think the same thing?
Yeah, but we have. Actually,
yeah, let's not.
Don't ruin your careers, guys.
I agree with that in general, though.
Yeah.
I agree.
But there's miserable people.
Miserable.
You need to
and I don't
up.
Even like to, like, focus on the men, but I am like, I think if you, or if they're heterosexual, like if you actually get dicked down, you might actually be a bit more happier.
Yeah, I think it's true.
And it actually works.
Do you know what? I don't believe that.
Really?
Because no, I've met, do you know, like, you know, like people that are like super sex positive, but it's like the whole, like, it's like you must bring it in every conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So you're clearly scrap those getting things, dicked down, but you're still fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't think...
But they're doing the most.
I think if you're annoying, you're going to be annoying whether you're having sex or not.
No, but you know when those people, they're talking about some, like, tiny, tiny detail, and it's just like, no one cares.
Specifically like, that
type of person. That you don't need that part of your brain.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be engaged in, like, oh, did somebody not follow up on this third email with their signature? Like, no.
Yeah, I agree. It's the Karens, basically.
Yeah,
but all of those people I know are guys. But so I think
it's cross
gender, cross cultural.
Do you think they're happy?
But the guys, I think married, and
no, not always.
Well, the guys I know that are annoying are always married, and the relationship looks
and
a bit foul.
They hate their wives. Is that?
All the old ball and chain.
And they stay in the office till 9 p.m. and try and get you to stay and drink with them.
Yeah,
they don't want to go
because
home.
They don't want to go home.
Yeah.
It's like,
you hate your family.
Yeah, that's not thing. You set that up.
Yeah,
nobody begs you.
No, but then on the same time, right? Imagine getting, like, someone in your workplace gets divorced. Like, do they announce it? Or do they just not say anything?
Well,
like, I think I would have to stay married.
That did happen. That did happen. Remember.
And then they person left.
They were like, I've got to start again.
Do you know what? We'll pick it up after. Like,
no, I
we know what.
I just. Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah.
But yeah, more people need to be having.
Yeah, I agree.
I think about more that sex. A lot, though. People that are in long-term relationships at work and then you break up.
How'd you do?
Yeah. Like, what'd you do?
I would do a Facebook status.
Facebook.
I haven't done with like Facebook.
Yeah. I would say, no one would see it.
Exactly. I'll just.
I would.
Just say
it. I love Facebook.
I think I would message you and be like, look, this is what's happened. Tell them. I'm not going to say it.
Spread the rumor.
When I come into. No, not even that. Don't ask me. Don't say it. Because Facebook status, people will still ask you. If it comes from a person saying, do not fucking ask her.
Yeah.
Don't mention it. And then you, before I'll take the next day off work, you let people know.
You have a whole day to do it.
Last time I went through a breakup, I took 2 weeks off work. Aww. I was distraught. Yeah, but I was being very dramatic. I was being highly
dramatic. 2 weeks doesn't even sound like
And my manager was off for 2 weeks. Honestly, so I was like,
I could need 6 months. Damn. With a real heartbreak anyway.
You know when it's just like a very dramatic... It was over the top. And anytime I think about it, it makes me feel sick. Because I was like, I didn't even like you like that. But I think where I was at that time, I really took it over the edge. Yeah. And then like my whole department was going to LA for a conference. I was being left behind. Mm. So I was like, you know what? If you're in LA, I'm not in work.
Fair
and
enough.
And I was like, I'm sick. I have the flu. I'm so sorry. And then I took 2 weeks off work to recover. And by the time I came back in, people were asking, oh, is so-and-so not coming to the... No. He's dead.
That's why I'm off. He passed.
I was at his funeral. So when I take 2 weeks off work, you need to be telling people, don't fucking message me, don't email me. And when I come back in, never mention that person again.
That's actually good.
You saying another person is a really good one. Even with friends, I hate telling friends, like all of my friends, that I've ended something.
Yeah.
It's dead.
It's long.
And everyone wants to be told the bloody story.
Don't you? Yeah. I think it's worse with your parents. Like when you have a breakup.
But like, I never tell my mom about my relationships.
I think I sent my mom a text my last week of it, and we've broken up. I don't want to have any further questions. Don't mention it. In the text.
Yeah.
But
friends, you have a nice mom.
They're with me on the journey.
Yeah.
No, she said, he was nice. What happened to him? It was not nice.
And that's what they always say. If he drives a car and is like polite when he talks to her, it's like, he was lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, he was not ugly. He wasn't nice, but he was still white.
Literally.
Yeah. But, wait, so you don't mind telling friends that I feel like.
But aren't they with you on the journey?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. But it's. I don't know.
It's more embarrassing to go back to your friends and be like, oh, yeah, we're back together.
And there's also like when things are good, I hype it up. And I'm like, he's this, he's that, he's a male. I'm swooning.
Do you?
Yeah,
that's,
I'm a hard
nice,
lover.
Though.
Yeah,
I'm the opposite. Like they only know the bad things.
Exactly. And I need to stop that actually, because I think sometimes people think you're with a demon,
and they're like,
yeah, and then they meet them and like, he's actually, I'm like, yeah, because I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, he bought me. Like I'm not. I don't do that. I don't celebrate wins.
I do.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I say all of the good stuff. Right. I think I do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
So you don't see the negatives.
No, I say the negatives as well.
Right.
I share everything, so everyone knows like everything that's happening usually. But I more feel embarrassed because I've said so much good about them and it sounds like I'm in love when I'm randomly on a Tuesday, like, by the way, that guy's in love with.
Forget about him.
Yeah. We're starting
again.
You're
like a vocal lover.
I am, yeah.
I am embarrassed.
Yeah, it's
embarrassing to me.
To I be cringe. In love?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, sometimes
it makes
I'm just
me
like,
sick. Sent a gift.
Yeah.
Honestly,
the gift, like, not the gift.
It makes me sick. You see something like, oh my god, they look so good. Like purchase, and I'm like, yeah. And I just like, so I know, I think he gets it because I like throw it at him. I'm like, oh, I got you this.
Take it if you want. Leave it. Wow. I mean, I guess it probably makes the breakup side easier being that way.
It does.
Yeah.
But that is
probably more
fulfilling.
It's true. I'm just trying to console you guys. I think I'm doing right.
You are doing right.
You are probably doing it right. Yeah.
You love hard girl.
I do. Yeah. I'm constantly heartbroken, but it's a journey. It's a journey.
Keep it pushing.
Yeah. I do keep it pushing.
Are you an optimist?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, a realist and an optimist, somewhere in between.
I think I'm a pessimist. Completely. Yeah.
Play it safe.
Yeah. Not play it safe. It's just like most things are shit, innit? So, like.
There's the optimist.
Yeah. It's just like, so there's no, I don't wanna. So then I get surprised. I like the surprise when it's going good. Because I never thought it was gonna.
Do you believe in self-fulfilling prophecy?
Ooh. No.
Mm. Right. Well, I guess convo done then. Nothing to pull you off on.
No, I'm just like, well, because so many things are just out of your hand.
Don't you feel like if you think something's going to go badly, you probably put out an energy that will welcome it going badly.
Yeah, it's like fear.
It does.
No, because weirdly, I live a very good life being a pessimist.
You're never disappointed.
I am disappointed in people.
Okay.
But like, does that affect me really? Not particularly.
No, but I agree with that. Like when you like when you're having a bad day and then you know it's a bad day, then it just stays a bad day.
Exactly.
But then sometimes you do have to call a spade a spade. Like if someone's obviously
you gotta go sleep.
But like for example, I never expect you to be on time for anything. But when you're on time, I'm pleasantly surprised.
I wouldn't call that pessimistic though.
No, but
I think that's realistic. I think that's realistic.
It's nice because then now I know that I feel less
bad. I'm going to change your ways.
She won't change her ways. I put it in the calendar at a different time. She's still late.
Really?
Like I honestly make up times for her.
I have a condition.
Still late. I have a condition.
I think you were really on time today. You were early.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I changed the time on City Mapper to make sure I arrived early.
Yeah. I think it's a comfort thing because I'm like that. Like I'm late. If you tell me to get to your house at 3, I'm coming at 6. But if you tell me we have a table booked and it's a boozy brunch and we've got 90 minutes of Prosecco, I'm going to be there 15 minutes early.
Because of the alcohol.
She won't be there early.
I try.
She won't be there early. She'll still be late.
I have ADHD, right? Sometimes I'm doing something and then I get too involved and I look at the clock and an hour's passed.
Okay.
It's a hard life.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Now you feel bad. Fair enough.
I don't feel bad for you. Because I don't
you know how Jackson's come out of Love Island and he's like, got ADHD. That's what it's giving.
No, it was his family. He's an asshole.
Yeah, he's just a
brain. What I saw was like they said he got diagnosed with ADHD when he was 9, and they were just like, oh, we don't have to do anything else. They were like, we don't have to do
anything.
They were like, well, everything he's doing.
Raise
it's ADHD. He's a tit, ADHD. And I was like, so you just didn't bother raising him and blamed it on his condition the whole time.
That must be what's happening because it is nothing to do with this ADHD. It's just a prick.
My lateness, on the other hand.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. For sure.
I do try it. But just time is crazy. It just
time is crazy.
I agree.
Steph watched me working recently, like a weirdo. I don't know what he was doing actually. He was just staring at
me. Maybe he loves you.
Yeah.
He's like, what a creep. Like, thinks I'm beautiful. That's, what? No.
You see, that's the optimist. That made me cringe so bad.
I'm trolling. I'm not that optimistic. Like, I'm not that away with the fairies. But.
No, I think like sometimes he just gets in his own headspace. So then he just like watches me. So like I'm surprised at the amount of work he does because he'll be on the balcony watching a dog just. And he'd be like, oh, I've been watching this dog for 45 minutes. I'm like, that's good for you. Some of us are trying to work. But he was watching me work and then he went, have you ever been tested for ADHD? And I was like,
really?
No.
Come
and he was like,
me.
I've watched you do 20 things in like half an hour, but you've not finished anything.
That's so
he was like, you're getting up to wash the dishes. You've washed one fork. You've come back. And I was like, but I think that's, I like working like that.
Are you procrastinating?
I don't think that
you're a multitasker.
I'm a
you're too competent. Not that people with ADHD are incompetent.
You're too competent to have ADHD.
I think that's it. I think like, I feel like I'm together. Some days I crack and those days I go to sleep. But like most days I'm like, I can do 20 things at once. Mm. And it's just like, you know, like Family Feud. Not Family Feud. What's that game with the wheel?
Is it Wheel of
Family
Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune. I feel like sometimes my brain is Wheel of Fortune and everything is like.
And it just picks something to
it
do.
It picks something. It's like, do this. And then it like spins the next one. It's like, oh, you have to go do that one.
I've never seen Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know what the concept of the show is, but I do know that there's a wheel that is spun. And it dictates something.
You know, like in an arcade, and it's like got the ding da 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 with the slots.
Right.
That's what I feel like my brain is. Sometimes.
I get that.
But I feel like it's fine.
I mean, if you get everything done.
Yeah. Sometimes if you don't get diagnosed with something, you're fine.
That's not like ADHD. ADHD is like you've got one of those wheels, and then you've got 5 more of those wheels.
Sometimes it's too much.
Wheel to wheel.
When you get diagnosed, all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, I have this thing, and I'm stressed out about it. But before, I was.
Well, then you have the coping things that you can learn and all that good stuff.
If you can pay for it.
That's actually true. It's not accessible.
Yeah. I feel like everything I've been diagnosed with, I'm like, you should have kept that to yourself.
I can't afford that.
Because I was managing and now I'm like, I have to do like $3,000 on some bullshit therapy.
You and Ricky are the same in that sense. She thinks that therapy is a bit crap.
Yeah, it's a bit crap.
I do therapy. Mm. I've been in therapy since I was like 16.
Wow.
But I've been like re-diagnosed with shit.
Oh.
And it's not the standard therapy. Mm. So now it's like more expensive. It's specialized.
Yep.
And I'm like, I can't be asked. It makes sense what you're saying. I'm just going to use Google.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm fucking over it. Yeah. I just do the standard therapy, but I can't do the specialized stuff. Yeah.
It's too so much. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to therapy to gossip.
Yeah.
And also sometimes I feel like I'm trying to help you help me.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a trick.
I agree.
Sometimes they ask you, they're like, have you done this? It's like, I'm paying here.
What about you?
I didn't know it was extra.
Don't ask me why. Like, yeah. No, it's actually like, next time you do, why don't you do? And like, I don't want to write shit for you.
No.
Yeah. I've come here so you tell me what to do. Literally. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Don't come like, oh, you should come with this. No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing all that.
Do you know, I want a coach. I think I need a coach.
I agree.
To push me forward.
Yeah.
A life coach.
Yeah.
Not a life coach. No.
Not the
ones
I found are like fully booked all the time.
So with what, sorry?
Life coaches. I wanted a therapist who's also a life coach. Because that's the style that I like. Like, I like to be told what to do. I like to be motivated. I don't like being asked, like, what I think. I'm like, no, tell me. I've told you my life experience. Now tell me what's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me where it all went wrong.
Me.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I prefer that. I'm a very practical person. Like, I want you to give me the logic and then tell me the solution.
No, I'm the same.
So, that's why I wanted the combo. Because there are a few that are... It's a good combination. Of
I know a girl who does
therapist
it.
Therapist and life coaching.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like life coaching is like...
I think life coaching is crap.
Scam.
Yeah.
I agree. But when you marry it with...
There's scammers. Yeah.
Therapy, I think it works.
And then they're licensed therapists.
Yeah, not these American...
These Instagrams.
Just, yeah, literally.
They're flooding over to the UK now as well.
And they'll be like, meditate with me. And life coaching at the same time. Yeah, I don't like that.
Do you know what the worst is when you know someone who's a life coach, I'm like, but your life is a shambles.
A lot of them.
I can't trust the word you're saying.
Yeah.
Like...
You have to give them a bit of an answer. So, yeah, you're human. But yeah, I agree. I've come across a lot.
A lot of them.
Actually a sham.
Like, yeah.
But I think it's more like... That's, you know, like how you are at work is the how you are in life. Like in life, I feel like I'm very, well, I'm not that relaxed, but I'm in the friendship group. I'm the person that does nothing.
Okay.
And everybody plans for me and I'm seen as the person that doesn't have the ability to plan.
Oh.
Whereas in work, I am the planner and I'm very organized because I think I've put too much. So I think if a life coach is like, that's their job.
Yeah. Okay,
but you know,
actually, because like, I don't, my spelling is shit in life, but I'm a writer.
Yeah.
I used up all my capacity.
But you know, what it is with like life coaches, though, a lot of them, they have no accreditations and they have their own personal story.
Yeah.
So they bring their story. Yeah. It's like, I was heartbroken when I was 16, 18, 23.
Yeah.
They're lies. Yeah. And it's like, I can heal your heartbreak, but you've never studied this. And that's the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Because if you're a psychotherapist and I don't know, you do coke and all that shit behind closed doors. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. As long as you're giving me the tools, then.
Yeah. But these life coaches are the worst.
Yeah. Life coaching does feel like a big scam.
Yeah.
Check the credentials.
Check the credentials.
What are the credentials, though?
It's not accredited.
Exactly. It's not accredited.
It's not. Well, there is a course at Goldsmiths, actually, that I saw. sorry, listen. Liz is screaming. But yeah, loads of them are. Just Instagram. Goldsmiths.
Oh, I thought you said Goldman Sachs.
Well, Goldman Sachs.
Like, what?
Well, the traders.
We can get a degree. Is it a degree in Goldsmiths?
No, it's like a short course. Something good to sort.
That's okay. Promising.
Yeah. Short course. But it was at uni, so I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Crazy people.
I don't have a toxic thought. I feel like every time I'm asked for a toxic thought, I think about dating and I'm like, how sad is my life? Like, all I think about is men.
Well, they rule the world. It takes up so much of your life anyway.
It does.
They are in the toxic field. So.
Yeah. They literally rule toxicity. Okay, so what is my toxic thought? I think that most black women in the UK are going to end up settling if you continue dating black men. I said it.
I said it. I
don't
even think that's toxic. No, statistically speaking.
Yeah.
Like if we're looking at the stats, it's not good.
For yeah. It's not looking good. It's really not looking good.
It's not looking good, bro.
Yeah.
Overseas.
Really... Yeah.
Yeah.
I went overseas. I've got to a point where I was like, I'm not going to date anybody else in this UK. I'm so sorry.
The pool is small.
It's a paddling pool.
Yeah. I'm struggling though, because like I don't know what the hell I've been through, but I can only date men, fancy properly, men from London.
That's a shame. It's hard, have you ventured like northeast, southwest, and all the boroughs?
No, so UK not so much. Like when I lived abroad, I tried to guys from America. I didn't mind it.
New York,
yeah, very specifically New York. You're right.
Toronto, go to Canada.
I've been saying I need to go to that Canada.
Are you being serious?
But then when I see the memes that are going around at the moment,
those Toronto men.
This have you been seeing the slang memes going around? It's really killing me.
Firstly, I'm sorry. The Toronto accent, I can't take you seriously.
It sounds like you're joking all the time.
It sounds like you're taking the piss out of a Londoner, so then it doesn't really make any sense. Yeah. And then, obviously, how many American listeners do you have? Do you have a lot?
No, it's okay.
Okay, go. I cannot live with that. That's at all. I think if I was dating you in the US, obviously it'd be fine. But in the UK, I'd be like, just shut the fuck up.
Oh, in the UK, no. I've spoken to American guys in like Colombia. When I was in Colombia, a lot of American expats were out there, which is close. I think because I was there, it's like my lens in general was just completely different.
Yeah.
So I process men differently anyway. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I took that American man back home and brought him here, I'd be embarrassed.
100%. Yeah. Oh, it is different actually when you live abroad.
Yeah. You shake off all the London crap.
Yeah.
Who do you think we should be with? Like white men?
I think we should be with whoever we want to be with. But I personally just have a blocker. Like, I genuinely do want to move into a space where I can see a man for who he is rather than his race.
Mm.
Like, because I think a lot of us, like, it's just what we're used to.
Yeah.
Like, we're used to black men.
Yeah. I think it's the proximity for me.
Yeah, that's
it's like, I mean. I'm never, I was speaking to mom about this because mom's white. And I was like, white men don't like me. And she's like, that's not true. You're just not looking in the right direction. I'm like, yeah. They never approach me. But then when I think about it, am I actually ever around white men? No.
Yeah, yeah.
Therefore, I feel like I could fancy a white man, but they've never approached me and I'm not around white men. So maybe we could fancy them.
And I think culturally, we isolate ourselves as well.
Mm.
Why are you waiting for them to approach you? Approach whoever you want to approach.
But I'm never around
them. Are you approaching people?
No, but I
this is our last quote. Unqualified.
No, but that's what I realized. I was waiting for people to approach me. And then... like,
do you shoot your shot?
No, I don't. Oh, but I don't. I'm thinking about it.
Go, yeah.
Lead us. Someone,
let's do it.
Someone that I believe that in shooting your shot. I'm gonna go.
I think you should.
When you wait for the people to come to you, then you're dealing with whatever they've got, and then they're always like,
you never get to pick what you actually.
Yeah,
like. I agree. I really know your issue
is a London centric. I'm not from here, but, so it's a London centric issue.
Yeah,
but London
because up north. You date all creeds and natures.
Yeah.
Because of why would you settle for just, I don't think in Manchester, you rarely see like black people just dating black people.
Mm. But
you date every race possible.
Even though I date everybody,
mm-hmm.
but it's to be in the black woman part that makes it difficult, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I could be dating a white guy, but he could be a loser.
Yeah. I agree.
You approach someone.
But you should branch out. You should go to...
It will still be hell.
Yeah.
No matter where you go.
It's a different
kind of hell.
Different kind of food.
It's a different type of hell.
I don't mind a different hell at this point. I'm not going to lie. I'm tired of this hell.
I wouldn't date a white
southerner. Southern, make it sound like they're from Texas.
Yeah,
the South, like
you love your life.
No, dating a Londoner is different.
I know. I definitely wouldn't date a white guy in this London. Sorry, don't do that.
Really? Why?
No, sorry.
That's like one of the most
dead things. All of them.
I'm
useless.
So dead.
Useless. You have to date a white Northerner. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
But don't you think the cultural differences would be too vast? Because if they're from London, at least they've had like the upbringing and the understanding.
Do you know what? I go Leeds a lot. So next time I go to Leeds, I'm going to move to
the Leeds accent is the fittest accent in this whole country for me.
Well, hey!
For me, even,
I like the Leeds accent.
It's like the best accent. So like if you can find a Leeds boy, then definitely go for that. But white Londoners... you're doing too much. You're trying too hard. And I don't trust it.
Right.
Whereas I feel like if you're white, be white. So like my boyfriend is white.
Yeah.
But he's not like, well, I don't know why he is. But he's like, but like if just be your
he's himself.
Be yeah. your thing.
And yeah. that's what with Londoners.
A lot of white Londoners, I'm like, you're doing too you're much.
No, but are yeah. they doing Londoners too much. Born and raised? Because the ones that are born and raised don't have, feel the need to do the most. It's the people that came
really?
To London that's true, at like 20 and they're like, yeah, yeah. I eat patties. Yeah,
I go to the mall.
Like, yeah, no, those are the people like, that are
new. I don't know about that.
If you've grown up around it, although sometimes actually
they do too much.
When they start, when they're like, yeah, my friend Olua. So, like, I went to their house and then they start say, talking about things. It's like you stay in
just
your lane.
Be
like,
yeah. Yeah.
But most of the time it works.
Like I dated a white guy and he was like, do you want to go to Enish? I was like,
oh,
ooh.
No.
Like, know who you
I was like,
are.
What?
That's
you,
funny.
What where's friend like, what has happened? That's, you know what? I would never date a white guy that only has black friends.
You need to
problem.
Have a dialogue.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Yeah.
His friends must have been black.
Give me Olua Jack.
I can't be doing. Yeah, that's you're doing too much.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I don't mind a white Londoner who has white friends.
Yeah, like, who's just normal.
He's himself. Yeah, yeah.
An
yeah.
array of, an assortment.
Yeah.
Diverse.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, damn.
But, yeah. I don't think that's toxic at all, really though. Quickly.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, yeah, I'm just quoting it in that so that if there's anyone out there that wants to cancel me, I said I'm toxic.
Just branch out.
I did it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to try. I need to at this point. Getting really depressing on this side of
or that. Travel.
Let's go.
And you really don't have an option.
Well, that's what I did, and then I ended up coming back.
The but you're meant to bring somebody so back.
Yeah,
yeah, but they'd probably embarrass me with their shoes or something. Do you know what I mean?
That's why okay. you remodel. You got to remodel.
I fix them.
Them
up before I bring them back.
That's what I did.
It's true, you know.
Yeah. No shade to that.
In London.
That's what I did.
You're going to have to do that with a Londoner anyway. Most guys here can't dress even. Exactly. Way, so you're going to have yep. to fix them up no matter what.
Hmm.
I think I've got a plan.
You've
got
I
a
think plan. Every guy I've dated before you get the full intro, I've been like, let's go shopping.
Yeah.
But don't that's you just... find it off putting? I find it off putting if they already don't have a style. Like, that's you fall in the first
I feel
time.
Like,
the, how yeah. can I trust anything?
Sometimes
you say?
I'm like, the potential is there. But the execution
isn't.
Has left. And anytime I've dated a fashion boy, you've made me, I feel sick.
Yeah.
Like it's too,
yeah.
much. Too much. You think you can't be doing too much. It's embarrassing though.
Yeah. I get what you mean though. The vulnerability of like, you couldn't dress yourself. Mm-hmm. And now I had to do it.
Like, how can yeah. I trust anything? Yeah.
Who even are you? I molded you. Yeah. You can't win basically. They, yeah. they can't
you
win.
You can't.
Yeah. And we can't win.
You can't.
Anyway.
Lovely.
Thank you.
I've had so much fun. We should have kept going for another hour.
Where can we find you?
Yes.
Plug yourself.
You go on.
Season sessions on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts. And then also at Season Sessions Pod on Instagram. And if you want a bigger array, we're at Season BF on Twitter and Insta as well.
And TikTok.
And TikTok.
Ooh. We do a lot on TikTok.
Yeah, you guys need to teach us.
Yeah.
We're whack with TikTok.
I'll do a workshop.
Ooh, you really should, because you're good at it. You're really good.
Yeah.
Do our K-pop, our dances there.
K-pop
dances on TikTok.
Are you on K-pop?
No, but we should get involved. Start practicing.
We'll talk.
Mm. I'm able to do whatever, honestly. As long as we finally have followers.
Exactly. We've got no followers. Well, they're coming. But yeah, thank you so much, girls. We really enjoyed
yes,
you.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. We'll definitely have you on again.
Yeah.
And
you're welcome through.
You need to come when I'm there as well. Yeah. Because you guys were having way too much fun. I was like laughing. Sitting on the plane laughing.
No, we missed
you.
You missed out.
We'll
definitely be back. But yes, thank you guys so much for listening. Any church announcements?
Church announcements. I actually bought that Dove deodorant that you have, the passion fruit one.
It's bloody fantastic.
Fantastic. Make sure you buy it.
Yeah. It's a big plug for Dove.
Dove sponsor
us. Paying us. Literally sponsor us. And then we'll speak more about the flavors.
Any more church announcements?
No, I'm good. Thank you guys for
listening.
Bye.
Bye.